West Dallas resident Julio Hernandez says many people may complain about illegal immigrants, but he says 10 years ago, his aunt's wish to come to the United States ended in her death when the person unlawfully bringing her into the U.S. got into a car accident that killed them both. Hernandez says there has to be a way to come up with a safe and sensible immigration process.
I know that immigrants, we want to work towards a solution.
Over the last few years, some federal officials say the most important way to get a handle on illegal immigration from Mexico is to keep building the border fence between the two countries. But while in Milwaukee this week, Rutgers University anthropology professor Rocio Magana argued the supposed security of the border fence is just a facade.
Fencing is not effective when it comes to dealing with immigration. Border officials say that fencing adds 5 minutes to the border crossing journey.
Magana says federal officials know the right amount of immigration visas to grant each year to control immigration from Mexico, but are afraid to do so. But last week in Kenosha County, at one of Paul Ryan's congressional listening sessions, Mark Ruschel argued for more support for the Border Patrol.
Our border agents down there are overwhelmed with work. They do what they can, but the government's not behind them.
Ruschel's comments and some controversial terms he used to describe Mexicans touched off a brief argument at Ryan's meeting, symbolic perhaps of the national debate over immigration that adds a somber tone to Cinco de Mayo. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.